should now be aware of the seven Wu Wei assertiveness response techniques I described in the previous session. They're also summarized in the workbook that accompanies this course. Now, as a workshop session, it's time to invoke the awareness by responding assertively with specific techniques. I'll make a verbal statement, and you listen carefully. Then, snap off the player and verbally respond appropriately in a calm tone of voice. Be firm, but not aggressive. When you've finished, turn the player back on, listen to another statement or question, and do the same thing. The idea is to work with this workshop session until you respond automatically. Continued practice will result in fast, natural responses. All right. Now respond to this statement with a clouding technique.
You're not supposed to be in the express checkout lane. You have 11 items and you're only supposed to have 10.
Respond with clouding and a negative question.
You're one of those people who thinks you're better than anyone else. You don't think rules apply to you.
Respond with an I statement and compromise.
If you really cared about other people, you wouldn't be so cold and heartless. I have to stay home in bed, and you're going out to have a good time.
Respond with clouding.
You idiot! You don't know how to drive.
Respond with clouding.
I think I should make a citizen's arrest and have a policeman suspend your driver's license.
Respond with a negative declaration.
You ran over my foot! Do you know that? You ran right over my foot!
Respond with an I statement.
I got home as soon as I could. Sorry it took so long.
Respond with an I statement.
Shouldn't I have the right to stop at the bar for a drink or two?
Respond with an I statement and compromise.
Why is it I have this feeling you've decided to be my keeper and trainer?
Respond with sidetracking.
Tomorrow night we're all going to go bowling. It's going to be a fun evening.
Respond with sidetracking.
I'd sure like to find a few people to help me raise money for the new wing of the hospital.
Respond with clouding and a repeat technique.
I know we guarantee our meats, but you purchased this almost a week ago. I can't take it back now.
Respond with an I statement and a repeat technique.
Well, how do I know you didn't improperly refrigerate this meat and allow it to spoil?
Respond with clouding and a repeat technique.
This store can't guarantee products for customers who are careless and make mistakes.
Respond with an I statement and a repeat technique.
Well, I'm only the assistant manager of the store. You seem to be so upset, you're no longer rational.
Respond with clouding.
You're a stupid, inconsiderate son of a frog.
Respond with sidetracking. I've got to find someone to organize this office party. Respond with negative declaration.
Your presentation was a joke. Did you think you were speaking to idiots?
Respond with an I statement.
I'll stop over on Saturday morning to borrow your golf clubs, if that's all right.
Respond with an I statement.
I know it's really late, and I hope I didn't wake you, but I needed someone to talk to. Respond with clouding and a negative question. I thought you'd have the ability to finish that work by now. Sometimes I really question your dedication to our cause. Respond with clouding. People with your colored hair are usually the ones who cause me the most inconvenience. Respond with an I statement and compromise. I really need you to finish this project before you go home. Respond with an I statement. Isn't it just a little late to be asking me for a favor? Respond with clouding. How slow-witted and inconsiderate can you be? Respond with sidetracking. I thought you'd be driving a newer and nicer car. Respond with a negative declaration. You were supposed to be here at 5 o'clock. It's now 5:10. Respond with clouding and a repeat technique. I wonder if you'd be willing to sign this petition to help stop the reverse discrimination that's going on in this country. Respond with clouding and a repeat technique. Well, if you're not willing to sign, that means you're in favor of reverse discrimination. Respond with clouding and a repeat technique. I only asked you to sign a dumb piece of paper. I didn't ask you for money. Respond with clouding and a repeat technique. Don't you have any social conscience? You're one of those people who bury your head in the sand, aren't you? Respond with clouding and a repeat technique. Well, I really hope you end up being discriminated against. Maybe that will help you to face the facts. Respond with clouding and a repeat technique. You're a stupid son of a beer bottle, and I can't stand to look at you. Respond with sidetracking. I need some new clothes before we go to the party next weekend. Respond with an I statement and compromise. You left before you finished my job, and I think it was extremely inconsiderate. Respond with clouding. It would be nice to see you, but I guess you don't have time for your old friends anymore. Respond with an I statement. Everyone else is going. I don't see why I can't go too. Respond with an I statement. You're watching the end of a TV movie? Well, I'm sure you'd rather talk with a friend than watch television. Respond with a negative question. You're not going to have a meeting at the house again, are you? Respond with clouding and compromise. When the meeting takes place at the house instead of the office, it causes me too much extra work. Respond with clouding. Your hair looks really bad. In fact, I've never seen such bad-looking hair. Respond with clouding. I thought you'd be going with me this weekend. Now, I'm going to have to find someone else or go alone. Respond with sidetracking. I'm going to have to put my car in the shop tomorrow, and I don't know how I'll ever be able to do my errands. Respond with an I statement and a repeat technique. It sounds to me like you're just saying that to keep me from borrowing your car to do my errands.
Respond with clouding.
Some people are really weird, you know. I'll bet sometimes you do weird things.
Respond with clouding.
Get my dinner ready. I've been waiting for an hour and I want it now.
Respond with negative declaration.
Are you deaf or something? I told you to get my dinner on the table right now.
Respond with an I statement and a repeat technique. You took the responsibility for dinner, and I'm going to see that you live up to your responsibilities. Is that simple enough for your half-witted head?
Respond with clouding. We counted on you to come through, but as usual, that was our mistake.
Respond with sidetracking.
I certainly hope you'll consider becoming my partner in this enterprise.
Respond with clouding.
I'm selling candy bars to work my way through medical school.
Respond with an I statement and a repeat technique.
Well, even if you're on a diet, it probably wouldn't hurt you to buy a candy bar for someone else.
Respond with an I statement and a repeat technique.
When I get through medical school, I'll be helping mankind.
Respond with a negative declaration and repeat technique.
All I'm asking you to do is buy a candy bar. How much is that to ask of one human being?
Respond with clouding.
You probably wouldn't even stop to help an injured child.
Respond with clouding and an I statement.
I'm expecting you to come over for dinner next Sunday at 2:00.
Respond with clouding and an I statement.
I went out of my way to plan this, and now you're rejecting me. Sometimes I wonder if friends are worth the bother.
Respond with a negative question.
Why are you reading that same book again?
Respond with an I statement.
You're not a very warm person, are you?
Respond with clouding.
You're more concerned with your human rights than you are with the people who care about you.
Respond with an I statement.
What should we do this weekend?
Respond with an I statement.
Let's go out and eat. What kind of food are you in the mood for?
Respond with clouding.
I'm really sick and tired of the way you handle yourself.
All right. Let's change the pace of this workshop, and for the rest of this session, use any of the 7 Wu Wei assertiveness techniques, and use them in any combination you desire. Whenever appropriate, use at least 2 techniques in response to each question. So, let's get started.
Do you really think that assertiveness stuff is going to have any effect upon my ability to manipulate you? Sometimes I think you're a hopeless cause. What do you expect out of life anyway? At the rate you're going, you won't even get a gold watch. As your friend, I feel you owe it to me to be a little more considerate. I don't have time to finish the project, but you don't care, do you? Don't tell me I can't borrow your lawnmower. You're always borrowing things from me, and I'm in a real bind right now. I need to borrow your lawnmower. And that's the end of this discussion. I asked you to get me a strawberry malt, not chocolate. I see you got yourself a strawberry, so I'll take yours, thank you. It's probably too late to find a hotel. If you don't let me stay overnight at your place, I may have to stay overnight on a park bench. You used to be a nice person. What happened? Did you swallow a sour apple? You're a frog-faced son of a toad who eats bugs. You'll have to come in and do some overtime work on that project. I don't believe you're watching that stupid TV show. Let's watch the Monday night movie. It's a lot better. We're going to do something this weekend, if you like it or not. You can take your choice of going to the lake or the football game. Get your ass down here and finish this project. I could use a little help around here. I know you think everything gets done magically, but believe me, that isn't how it happens. We can stand here and argue, or you can get busy and cooperate. Who do I think you are? Well, I'll tell you. I think you're a person who needs to be a little more responsible to me. We can't go to the movie tonight because if we do, we'll never be able to get up early enough to leave the house at 6 a.m. I don't want any more of this. Now that's all there is to it. Will you please get your act together? You've changed your mind again? What's wrong with you? Can't you stick to a decision? It's time to grow up and learn that a commitment is a commitment. No one but me will understand all the little details. If you fly too high, you're sure to crash. I talked to you about it before, but you didn't listen. I think you're too dumb to listen. You use the pause filler, you know, as every fourth word. You know, you know, you know. Now stop it. Don't you care how stupid you sound? All right. Since you won't stop using the word you know, here's a curse. Every time someone else says you know, you're going to notice it, and it's going to drive you crazy. Where do you expect me to get help at this time of night? Do you mind if I bring my dog and four kids when I come to see you next weekend? You spilled a drink on the carpet. This is a brand new carpet. I'm sure it's going to stain. How could you be so clumsy? Will you please pick up my aunt at the airport for me? She's coming in on the 10:30 plane. I wish I could do it, but I'm going to be too busy. Would you stop chewing gum? I don't like to look at people chewing gum. I find it quite offensive. Can you loan me $30 until payday? While you're down in the lounge, will you pick me up a candy bar? Please don't treat me like this. What's wrong with you lately? I swear, you don't even like me anymore. Well, I'd do anything I could to help you. But I guess that doesn't matter to you. Thanks for letting me use your car. I'd have filled up the gas tank, but I was out of cash, and I promised Mary that I wouldn't put any more on my Visa card. So you'd better go directly to the gas station the next time you drive the car. This is Bruce, my Great Dane. He just wants to lick you. It's his way of being friendly. What's wrong? Don't you like dogs? I apologize for not introducing you. Sometimes you just seem to blend into the background and I forget you're there. I don't think I like this new assertive attitude of yours. You're doing something to me with your words. What are you doing? I don't know what it is, but I can tell you I don't like it at all. Do you really think you could find another friend like me? What do you mean you want me to call before coming over to your house to see you? I thought I was your friend. Friends don't have to make appointments with each other. All right, enough of this card game. Now it's time to play strip poker. I know I haven't paid you the money I borrowed, but I need to borrow a little more, or they might repossess my car. I don't appreciate your loud music late at night. You hit me! I don't care if you meant to or not, you did it! You actually hit me! Where would the world be if everyone demanded their human rights? I can't even imagine. Nobody would do anything extra for me, I can tell you that. What do you think I should do now? I'll tell you one thing I cannot accept. You tell me it's your right not to care. Now, come on. If you don't care about this, there's something wrong with you. You told me you'd leave the key under the doormat, but you didn't do it. Did you know I had to climb in the bedroom window? It sounds to me like you've become a hedonist. If that's the case, you'd better change your ways and fast, you sinner. I've asked everyone in this house to leave my razor alone. But one more time, I've got a dull blade and no new ones. So what do? Drive 5 miles to the drugstore or go to the party without shaving? When will you learn to respect my things? You say no one is perfect. Well, I'll tell you this. You're as far from perfect as anyone can get. What do you mean it's your right not to be subjected to negativity? Are you saying I'm negative? I think you are. I don't believe it. You were driving 8 miles over the speed limit, and I'm going to have to give you a ticket. Were you in a hurry to get somewhere, or what? I wish you'd never studied assertiveness. Listen, I'm not going to take your steak back to the chef and tell him he cooked it wrong. God, this guy weighs 220, and he has a nasty temper. If you loved me, you'd do it. I don't think there's any help for you. People who wear blue shirts tend to be less trustworthy than people who wear other colors. God doesn't like people who say things like that. You may think that it's your right not to explain, but it's my right to punch you in the nose if you don't.